Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to effectively describe a difficult situation you handled. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've encountered numerous candidates struggling with the task of describing a challenging situation they faced. This topic is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also highly relevant to real-life scenarios. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to excel in answering questions related to handling difficult situations, providing you with strategies and sample answers to boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before diving into our main topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Now, let's focus on how to approach each part when discussing a difficult situation you've handled. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about dealing with challenges. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1, How do you usually deal with difficult situations? Band 6 to 7 answer. I typically try to stay calm and think things through. I find that taking a deep breath and analyzing the problem helps me come up with solutions. Band 8-9, answer. When faced with challenging circumstances, I adopt a systematic approach. First, I assess the situation objectively, then I brainstorm potential solutions. I also believe in seeking advice from more experienced individuals when necessary, as their insights can be invaluable in navigating complex issues. Sample question 2. Do you think young people handle difficult situations better than older people? Band 6-7, answer. I think it depends on the situation. Young people might be more flexible, but older people have more experience, which can be really helpful. Band 8-9, answer. In my opinion, the ability to handle difficult situations effectively is not solely determined by age. While younger individuals may possess greater adaptability and technological savvy, older people often bring a wealth of life experience and emotional intelligence to the table. The ideal approach would be to leverage the strengths of both age groups to tackle challenges comprehensively. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main theme. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to handle a difficult situation. You should say what the situation was, when and where it happened, how you handled it, and explain why you consider it a difficult situation. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience from my final year of university when I encountered a significant challenge during a group project. Our team of four was tasked with developing a mobile application as part of our computer science course. The situation arose about 2 months into the four-month project. We were falling behind schedule due to conflicting ideas and poor communication within the team. To make matters worse, one team member consistently failed to meet deadlines, which put additional pressure on the rest of us. Recognizing the gravity of the situation, I decided to take initiative. First, I organized an emergency meeting to address our issues openly. During this meeting, I facilitated a frank discussion where each member could express their concerns without fear of judgment. This approach helped us identify the root causes of our problems and fostered a more collaborative atmosphere. Next, I proposed we implement a project management tool to track our progress more effectively. This not only improved our organization, but also increased accountability within the team. For the members struggling with deadlines, I suggested we pair up for certain tasks, which helped them stay on track while also providing an opportunity for skill transfer. Furthermore, I arranged weekly check-ins with our project supervisor to ensure we were moving in the right direction and to seek guidance when needed. This external perspective proved invaluable in refining our approach and maintaining focus on our objectives. I consider this a difficult situation because it required me to step out of my comfort zone and take on a leadership role I hadn't anticipated. It challenged me to balance assertiveness with empathy, ensuring that we met our project goals while maintaining positive team dynamics. The experience taught me the importance of proactive problem solving and effective communication in overcoming obstacles. Ultimately, our efforts paid off, We not only completed the project on time, but also received high praise for our application and teamwork. This experience significantly enhanced my ability to handle complex situations and work collaboratively under pressure. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to teamwork? What was the most valuable lesson you learned from handling this situation? Sample answers, Band 8-9. This experience was truly transformative for my approach to teamwork. It highlighted the critical importance of clear communication and the need to establish robust systems for collaboration from the outset of any project. I now make it a priority to set clear expectations and create an open dialogue within teams I'm part of, ensuring that potential issues are addressed proactively rather than reactively. Additionally, I've become more attuned to the diverse strengths and working styles of team members, which allows for more effective task allocation and support structures. The most valuable lesson I gleaned from this experience was the power of adaptability and perseverance in the face of challenges. I learned that difficult situations often present opportunities for growth and innovation if approached with the right mindset. This experience also reinforced the importance of emotional intelligence in leadership roles. Being able to navigate team dynamics, motivate discouraged members, and mediate conflicts were skills that proved invaluable not just for this project, but in numerous professional situations since then. Ultimately, it taught me that with the right approach, most challenges can be transformed into stepping stones for success. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. In your opinion, what qualities are essential for effectively handling difficult situations in the workplace? Band 6-7. Answer: I think important qualities include staying calm under pressure, being able to think clearly, and having good communication skills. It's also helpful to be flexible and open to different solutions. Band 8-9, answer. In my view, several qualities are crucial for navigating challenging situations in a professional environment. Firstly, emotional intelligence is paramount. The ability to remain composed under pressure and manage both one's own emotions and those of others can significantly impact the outcome of a difficult situation. Secondly, critical thinking and problem-solving skills are essential for analyzing complex issues and developing effective solutions. Moreover, adaptability is key in today's rapidly changing work landscape. Being able to pivot strategies and embrace new approaches when faced with unexpected obstacles is invaluable. Strong communication skills are also vital, as they enable clear articulation of problems and solutions, fostering collaboration and understanding among team members and stakeholders. Lastly, I believe resilience is a critical quality. The ability to persevere in the face of setbacks, learn from failures, and maintain a positive outlook can turn challenging situations into opportunities for growth and innovation. Question 2. Do you think the ability to handle difficult situations is innate, or can it be developed? Band 6-7. Answer: I believe it's a mix of both. Some people might naturally be better at handling stress, but everyone can improve their skills with practice and experience. Band 8-9. Answer: while some individuals may possess a natural predisposition for handling challenging situations with ease, I firmly believe that this ability can be significantly developed and refined over time. It's a combination of innate traits and acquired skills. Certain personality traits, such as emotional stability and optimism, might provide a favorable starting point. However, the capacity to effectively manage difficult situations is largely a learned skill set. Through deliberate practice, reflection, and exposure to various challenges, individuals can enhance their problem-solving abilities, emotional regulation, and resilience. Education and training play crucial roles in this development. Programs focusing on leadership, conflict resolution, and stress management can equip individuals with valuable tools and frameworks for addressing complex issues. Moreover, real-world experience is an unparalleled teacher. Each challenging situation encountered serves as an opportunity to refine one's approach and expand one's repertoire of coping strategies. It's also worth noting that mentorship and observing role models who excel in handling difficult situations can accelerate this learning process. By analyzing the strategies employed by successful individuals and adapting them to one's own context, one can rapidly improve their capabilities. In conclusion, while some may have a head start, the ability to handle difficult situations effectively is a skill that can be cultivated and improved by anyone willing to invest time and effort into their personal and professional development. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your responses and aim for those higher band scores, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Navigate complexities, manplexitis phrasal verb, to successfully deal with a difficult situation or system. Example, her ability to navigate complexities in international negotiations is impressive. Mitigate risks, mit risks phrasal verb, to reduce the likelihood of a negative outcome. Example, we implemented several strategies to mitigate risks associated with the project. Demonstrate resilience, demonziliance phrase, to show the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, throughout the crisis, the team demonstrated remarkable resilience. Adapt swiftly phrase, to change quickly in response to new situations. Example, in the fast-paced tech industry, companies must adapt swiftly to survive. Exercise diplomacy, diplomacy phrase, to handle a situation with sensitivity and tact. Example, when mediating the dispute, she exercised diplomacy to reach a mutually beneficial solution. Leverage resources, leverage source phrase, to use available assets effectively to achieve a goal. Example, by leveraging our network of experts, we were able to solve the problem efficiently. Implement contingency plans, ingency plans phrase, to put backup strategies into action. Example, when the main strategy failed, we had to implement our contingency plans quickly. Foster collaboration, to encourage people to work together. Example, her leadership style fosters collaboration among diverse team members. Overcome adversity, FETHT, phrase, to successfully deal with difficult situations and obstacles. Example, his story of overcoming adversity inspired the entire organization. Exhibit adaptability, itbdibdet, phrase, to show the ability to adjust to new conditions. Example, in rapidly changing markets, companies must exhibit adaptability to remain competitive. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing difficult situations, practice storytelling. Develop your ability to narrate experiences coherently and engagingly. Expand your vocabulary. Regularly learn and use sophisticated words and phrases related to problem solving and challenges. Work on fluency. Practice speaking without long pauses. It's okay to use fillers occasionally, but aim for smooth delivery. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts. Explain your thoughts and provide reasons for your opinions. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language skills. Stay relevant. Always address the question directly and stay on topic. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your responses sound natural and personal. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about having good English skills, but also about effectively communicating your ideas and experiences. Regular practice and self-reflection will help you improve over time. For more tips on handling unexpected situations in IELTS speaking, check out our article on describing a time when you had to deal with an unexpected situation. By following these guidelines and incorporating the provided vocabulary and phrases, you'll be well equipped to tackle questions about handling difficult situations in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck with your preparation.